This is mutual.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
Our episode begins aboard the ship of our hero, Dr. Floyd, his young protege, Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion ships as they speed through the time and space stream. They are in pursuit of the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve, whose main goal is plundering famous historical artifacts and selling them on eBay.
Any word on where Dr. Steve is?
Well, keep scanning, Chips. You know he's going to make a jump soon. He can't... I'll get it. Hello?
Floyd, is that you?
Mom, yes, it's me.
Oh, listen, honey, I need you to come home. I need you to do something for me.
Well, Mom, we're kind of busy here. We're chasing Dr. Steve because he stole...
Oh, I see. My son is too big and important to take care of his mother.
Oh, sheesh, Mom. It's just that Dr. Steve...
No, that's fine. A mother's needs are obviously second fiddle to whatever little games you play with your friends.
Okay, okay. We'll be right there, Mom.
Well, don't put yourself out or anything.
Chips, set a course for our own time. We need to go see what my mom needs.
But what about Dr. Steve?
If he makes a time jump, Chips will know, and we'll jump to where he is. Now let's go.
Moments later, our heroes are standing on the front porch of 137 Poplar Avenue in Saddle River City. This is the home of Doris Floyd, the mother of the world's most brilliant scientist.
Oh, my baby boy has come home to visit his mother. Let me kiss that little cantaloupe of yours. Oh,
little cantaloupe.
Hush, Dr. Grant.
Oh, why, this cannot be little Dr. Grant. Why, the last time I saw you, you were only this tall.
It's great to see you, Mrs. Floyd. You, of course, remember Chips.
Oh, yes, your little doggy. Come here, boy. Come here.
Well, actually, Mrs. Floyd, he's a...
Oh, look, he is as cute as a button. Oh. And look, he even has buttons. Well, he'll just adore Mr. Beardy Chins.
Who's Mr. Beardy Chins?
Why, he's my adorable new Pomeranian puppy. He's just the smallest little ball of fluff you've ever seen. Mr. Beardy Chins. Mr. Beardy Chins, come here and meet my little boy, Floyd.
Bounding down the hallway comes a tiny Pomeranian who is all bright orange fluff. He makes a beeline for Dr. Floyd and promptly knocks him right over, licking his face.
Ah, get him off me! Get him off my head!
Oh, look how sweet is that! Look how much he loves you!
Dr. Grant, don't just stand there. Help me!
I don't know, Dr. Floyd. I think you're quite lucky.
Okay, come here, Mr. Beardy Chins. Good boy. Well, let's not stand out here on the porch. We'll catch a death of cold. Let's go in. I've baked a pie.
As our heroes go in to have some of Mrs. Floyd's blue ribbon winning apple pie, let's find out what nefarious ne'er-do-well Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant Fidget are up to.
Ah, Fidget, here we are. An evil genius and his sock-shaped assistant traveling through the time and space stream together. Ooh, it's all so exciting. It's kind of like we're explorers or something. Well, yes, I know. Dr. Floyd invented the time and space device, but what good would he do with it? He'd just go and observe history. We're using this thing to its full potential. We're making history. We're holding history in the palm of our hands and then selling it on eBay for a tidy profit. All Dr. Floyd is doing is following. We're out here blazing a trail. We're like the Lewis and Clark of time and space travel. Fidget, that's it. Set a course for the year 1805. Instead of just being like Lewis and Clark, let's go meet Lewis and Clark and swipe some artifacts while we're there.
Oh no, the duo of Dr. Steve and Fidget are planning on stealing from the duo of Lewis and Clark. Let's see if our trio of heroes, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips, are aware of these latest developments.
Golly, Mrs. Floyd, this apple pie is out of this world.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, dear. Please, have another slice.
Don't mind if I do.
And now tell me, when are you going to stop all this doctor nonsense and get yourself a real job?
A real job? Mom, I'm a doctor.
Well, I know, dear. It's just that, well, you have so much potential. I hate to see it wasted.
Wasted? Mom, I'm the world's most brilliant scientist.
Oh, I know. But look at the Dalton son. He's a lawyer. Oh, he's out there helping people every day. He helped that poor woman who got coffee spilled in her lap.
Helping people? But my inventions help people all over the world.
I know, I know. Just just think about it.
Fine, I'll think about it. Now, Mother, you said you needed me to do something.
Yes, I do. I'm going to go visit my friend Shelby down in Florida for a week.
And you need us to give you a ride?
Oh, heavens, no. I have a plane ticket, and I'm all ready to go. I need you to puppy-sit Mr. Beardy Chins while I'm gone for a week.
What? No, Mom, we can't. We're chasing Dr. Steve
and... Now, I know that watching a puppy is a big responsibility, but don't say you can't do it. I know you can. Oh, there's the taxi for the airport. Now listen, here's his leash and the food is in the cabinet.
But Mom...
Oh, and he needs to be walked twice a day. And don't let him sleep on the couch in the living room.
Mom, we can't.
I'll be gone till Monday. Now, if you need anything, just give me a call on my cell phone. Oh, goodbye, Dr. Grant. It was so good seeing you.
Bye, Mrs. Floyd.
Oh, and goodbye, Chips.
Mom, wait!
Oh, you be good now, Mr. Beardy Chins. Don't give my boy any trouble.
Mother!
Goodbye!
Bye!
Dagnabbit, now we have to dog sit this puppy for a whole week.
It could be fun, Dr. Floyd. You never know.
I doubt it, Dr. Grant. This puppy's gonna be more trouble than a goat at a beard trimming contest. I don't know what that means.
Not only that, Dr. Floyd, Dr. Steve and Fidget just made a time jump.
Dr. Steve has just made a time and space jump, and Dr. Floyd and the gang are stuck puppy sitting Mr. Beardy Chins. What is Dr. Steve planning on swiping from Lewis and Clark? How will Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips be able to stop him if they are stuck puppy sitting Mr. Beardy Chins? And do we even know if Mr. Beardy Chins is housebroken? Find out the answer to these questions next week on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.